President Trump will be in Arizona today, even as cases of COVID-19 continue to rise in the state.
The Arizona Department of Health Services reports another record today with 3,591 new cases in the last 24 hours. That brings the total number of Arizonans who have tested positive for COVID to 58,179. We've seen 42 new deaths reported in that time from COVID as well. And the number of ICU beds in use in Arizona hospitals continues to tick up. 84% of them are in use right now.
Before heading to Phoenix this afternoon, President Donald Trump will be scheduled to stop in Yuma this morning to commemorate the 200th mile of border wall. The Department of Homeland Security says the president will hold a roundtable discussion on border security with elected officials and community leaders at the Border Patrol station in Yuma. He'll then visit the wall with Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf and U.S. Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan. With us to tell us more is Arizona Public Media's Elisa Resnick in Tucson. Elisa, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. So tell us, what's in store for the president in Arizona today?
Yeah, so in May, Acting Secretary Chad Wolf announced DHS had built over 180 miles of border wall and wanted to finish 450 by the end of the year. So they're in Yuma today to commemorate that 200th mile. And actually, humans have been preparing for this trip for a while. The Washington Post reported Trump was planning a trip to Yuma early in June, but that never materialized. And there aren't any concrete details about where exactly the ceremony will occur along the border. But it's probably safe to say that they will be doing something like what happened in January. A plaque will be hung and a few local officials will speak with Trump before he heads to Phoenix.
Elisa, what about supporters or protesters? Are they able to see or try to be heard by the president?
This isn't a public visit, and it's not open to the public. However, there are some expectations that there will be some folks showing up near the Border Patrol's Yuma headquarters or at the airport to support the president. But I also talked with Liz Haskell with the local chapter of the progressive advocacy group Indivisible, and she said they want to protest the president's visit.
We're not all with Trump. We're pissed off about a lot of things, you know, about COVID, about racism, about his wall.
Well, Elisa, it sounds like there's a lot more going on than just the wall. What is she talking about?
Yeah, first on a lot of people's minds are Yuma's COVID-19 numbers. They are shooting up quickly. Yuma County had a relatively low number of recorded cases when Governor Ducey lifted the stay-at-home order on May 15. Only about 300. And today there are over 4,700 cases there. So environmental groups like the Center for Biological Diversity and medical groups say Trump's trip is irresponsible when cases are surging, not just in Yuma, but around the state. Locals are also worried about contagion from other states. Two campaign staffers tested positive for coronavirus after Trump's campaign trip to Tulsa. And after this month, an Arizona health official for Pima County confirmed two wall workers in southern Arizona have COVID-19 as well. And, you know, lately, other customs and border protection spending has also been an issue. An audit showed the agency spent millions from Congress on things like ATVs and dirt bikes instead of the humanitarian aid along the border that it was meant to pay for. Locals also told me before the pandemic closed the border, it wasn't unusual to have to wait hours trying to cross at the San Luis port of entry near Yuma.
So what about masks? We have to ask about that. Will officials be required to wear them on this trip?
You know, it's doubtful. Trump is headed to Phoenix right after being in Yuma, and Mayor Kate Gallego has asked him to wear a mask, but she has stopped short of actually, you know, requiring it at this time.
Right. Now, Elisa, you said we don't know exactly where the president will be, but do we know about the area he's visiting?
Yeah. Homeland Security says the tour will happen somewhere along the border in San Luis, Arizona. And, you know, that's a small city that's about half hour's drive from Yuma proper. There's a commercial and general port of entry there. And on the other side is the Sonoran town of San Luis, Rio Colorado. It's now lined by a 30-foot bollard-style wall. So that's made up of thick metal posts and topped with another metal sheet. And, you know, that's a big contrast from the sort of mishmash of chest-high vehicle barriers and Vietnam War-era landing mat platforms that used to be in that area.
Interesting. All right. Certainly lots more to talk about when the president visits Yuma and then later to Phoenix this afternoon. That is Alisa Resnick with Arizona Public Media in Tucson. Alisa, thank you.
Thank you.